It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy, and welcome to our little outdoor show that we've been doing here for about, I think, 8.5 years now, every weekend. And I want you to know how much I enjoy bringing the show to you. We cover a diverse amount of all kind of different topics, hunting, fishing. Today we have a special guest, a new friend of mine, Chuck Roy. Now, Chuck is the editor of an awesome publication called The Community Chronicle that I've read it thoroughly last night. It's some information in there that I think is people need. It's not hardcore news things that you'd be reading or watching on TV. It's stuff that I think is great interest to a lot of people. But Chuck is involved in a lot of good stuff, and that's what we're going to talk about. Chuck, thank you, sir, for being with us today.
Luke, it's my pleasure. Get a chance to visit and see and speak with one of my heroes.
Well, I'll tell you who you're speaking with. As you already know, an old guy that's that in the outdoor world, I've hunted and fished, and I have spent a lot of time with people that I consider icons. I'm not one, but I have a lot of friends that are household names in the outdoors. Chuck, let's do this. Let's talk about the two things that I want us to talk about in this 13 and a half or so minutes. An organization that I'm learning a lot about, and I like everything that I've learned so far, the Patriot Sporting Challenge that's held down at Lake Fork in October each year. We're going to talk about that in just a bit. But I want you to, the Yannis Catfish Tournament, that's going to be in May, and I want everybody to know when it's going to be, any changes that's been made in the tournament this year. Kind of update everyone on that, if you would, please.
Absolutely. Luke, the Yantis Catfish Classic has been going on about 13 years now. It is our singular and most important event for our local volunteer fire department. People who volunteer tremendous amounts of their time and put their lives aside in order to help serve other people in a time of need. So our call to duty for the support of the Yantis Catfish Classic is near and dear and very important to us. This year's event will be here at Lake Fork. Our home base will be the Minnebucket Marina right there on Highway 154. Tony Parker and his staff have been kind and considerate and very gracious hosts over the multiple years that we've been there. The format really doesn't change a whole lot this year. We kind of came across a working process. The engine still works. We'll have opportunities for multiple individuals to win significant prizes, hourly prizes, cash and merchandise. Even us old folks get a chance to participate in a special category, as do youth, as do the ladies, and then everyone else. Not that all of us are not hardcore fishermen, because we certainly are. It is nevertheless an opportunity to get a good diversity, a good cross-section of our community to participate in a truly worthwhile cause. This year, it's going to be the first weekend of May. That tends to be somewhat of our most successful footprint time. We have caught some spectacular fish over the last couple of years. Lake Fork is best known, obviously, as a big bass factory, but I'm not sure that catfish and crappie are, you know, not just right close behind it.
You're right, Chuck. I've got a lot of buddies, and I do a lot of articles on Lake Fork, and here's the way I see Lake Fork. As far as a big channel catfish, a lake for bigger than normal size channel catfish, Fork gets my nod right there. There's some big old channel cat and blues too, and flatheads. But as far as a lake to go to catch a lot of big channel cat, it's hard to beat Fork. A lot of my buddies some of them guide for catfish and crappie, some for just catfish, you know, but it's hard to beat, and it's a good lake for a tournament like that, because you know, there's some techniques that people can use. Just about everybody's going to catch some fish when they're there at Fork. So that's awesome. We want to make sure, and people that might want to be signing up, you know, and everything, connect them with a way to do that. If it's a little early, I know that, but it's not too early to start planning for it, Chuck.
No, that's exactly right. Planning and the executive committee have been in motion for a couple of months already. There are many ways that you can sign up. If you just want to give our leader, and I need to comment on that too for just a second. Jerry Miller is the mayor of Yantas, a more tireless and hardworking individual you'll never meet. He may carry the mantle of Mr. Mayor, but let me tell you, he is Mr. Everything to our community. He works hard and tirelessly, and this really, he and Phyllis, his bride of many years, are the champions of what we do with the Catfish Classic. Give Jerry Miller a phone call. I'll give you that information. You can put it on your website shortly. Or contact us here at the Community Chronicle. We've got all our information again on our Facebook page. But there are many locales around the area, whether it be the Yantas Cafe or the Minnebucket or the Federal Credit Union. There are plenty of ways to get you involved if you want to. Just get a hold of somebody here in Yantas. Almost our entire community supports this. Can certainly direct any prospective participant to get an application. If you need accommodations, we'd be glad to take care of that for you. Even point you in the direction of some good places to eat.
Awesome. Awesome, Chuck. That's good. And it's going to be a big turnout, and we're going to talk about it a whole lot, folks, on our radio shows. And we're going to do what we can do, I am, to get the word out on this as it gets more closer to the time, closer to May. Chuck, let's get you to talk a little bit about the Patriot Sporting Challenge that's held down at Lake Fork. Folks, I had a chance to visit with Chuck recently and learn a lot about this, and I'm behind it 120%. It's an awesome organization. The first one, Patriot Sporting Challenge, was last year, I guess last October, and there was something like 42 teams, I believe, Chuck.
Yes, sir. That was correct. In our initial year, the success was overwhelming. The only thing that was more humbling than the opportunity to hold this, was the reason that we presented this. Luke, we've got an awful lot of people who stand guard for us every night. They walk a post, they man a gate in some of the most hostile places in the world. And they do that because they want to be there. We, on the other hand, want to support their heroism, their commitment, the honor, the courage, and the commitment that it takes to do what they do. And we do that by handling a worthwhile effort. The Patriot Sporting Challenge was able to generate from our local resources a donation to the Folds of Honor of $100,000 to help support the scholarships, the educational needs of those wonderful people who did not come back from the field of battle, or they did not come back whole from the field of battle. A marvelous event. For me, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I actually presented the Folds of Honor executive team a check for $100,000. I've never given away 100,000 marbles before, much less something as impactive as this.
Well, I know that was a rewarding, the whole thing had to be rewarding to everybody involved. But the truth is, there's another one. I mean, this was the first one last year. There's another one coming up this coming October, right?
Yes, sir. The first week of October, October 6 and 7. And it is such a unique event, Luke. The opportunity to bring together the natural and indigenous resources of our area. Come on, we've got one of the best fishing factories on the planet with Lake Fork. We've got a pristine golf course with the links it lands in. and we got a shooting facility that rivals any in the nation. So the opportunity, as I envisioned this some 18 or 24 months ago now, to bring together a trilogy of events. It's a tournament. It's a simultaneous combat, if you'll call it that. We have, this year we're planning on a maximum of 62 teams. And each team is, of course, a four-man team in which two individuals are selected Saturday to shoot. And the shooting competition is just a very slightly modified three-gun competition where two of the competitors of that four-man team will shoot competitively with rifles, then move immediately into pistols, and then to finish up in a sporting clays competition. It's a challenging course. This is a course that's going to test you to limits you may not have been previously tested. We retire that afternoon and have a giant gala there at the on the grounds of the links it lands in. This year we've got some extraordinary keynote speakers. Alan West will be one of our presenters. We'll have some military people in uniform, and these are everybody from some of the fighter pilots who were here last year will be returning. We've got some sports celebrities that'll be here. We've got some well-placed people in the sports and local industry. Then on Saturday morning, we regather of that four-man team to take off onto Lake Fork in a competitive catch-and-release tournament. Here, every fish you catch will count. Because we harvest the fish, we catch the fish, we will measure him, we will photograph him, we'll record him, and then we'll immediately release him. Even slot fish count. One of the most frustrating things I think that a lot of people say about Lake Fork, you catch a 6 or 7 pound fish and it's under the 24 inch limit, it's not a legal fish. In our unique format, it is. So instead of being able to just catch one over fish, one over 24, and four smaller fish under 16 inches, here I would love to see somebody catch five overs.
Yeah, you bet. Now, and it could happen too. Chuck, I'll tell you what we're going to have to do. We've got about another minute. I wish we had about an hour in this show. We're going to get you back next week, and we're going to continue on. It's going to be part two next week here on KETR. Is that okay with you? Could you do that?
Look, what I have found is that when you and I get together, we ought to be talking about like a Rocky series where it's like Rocky 19 or 20.
I'm with you. Here's what let's do right now. Now, you're going to be back, folks. Chuck is coming back next Saturday. This is way too much to cover in a 15-minute show. He's coming back. Chuck, the Patriot Sporting Challenge, to learn more about it, for sure tune in again next week. But we're going to have a spot on the website with some of the information that you've given me here at KETR. Today will be on there. So let's plan on you being back, and let's go into more in-depth with the Patriot Sporting Challenge next week. Can we do that?
We certainly can. In talking so much, I never even got to the third phase of an 18-hole course there at the links of Land's End.
That's what next week's going to be all about.
Absolutely.
Too. Thank you a lot, Chuck. I really appreciate it, and we'll promise we'll get you right back here next week. How about that?
I look forward to it, Luke.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at KETR.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.